Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to be talking about this tragedy that just took place at UCSB, this college campus, of this 22-year-old man, I believe, Elliot Rogers, that went on a massacre. He went on his whole... It was amazing when you think, you know, how much evil could be in such a young person, and how he specifically said he vented his, I mean, he was very public about his whole journey. Nobody paid attention as usual. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said when he's writing out his manifesto, I guess, was, mm-hmm. that he detailed that he took out his anger, his violent anger, with violent video games. And how many times are we hearing that?
Wow.
You know, how many times are we hearing that? That, you know, if you role play murder, it's in you. If you think about murder, if you role play it, if you virtually murder someone over and over again, murder's in you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, people say it's not. Yes, it is. I mean, think about it. If you, and you know, a particular person would say, no, it's not. Okay, let's just imagine this. Hmm. Okay, you're telling your wife that that's not murder, right? Okay, let's imagine now your wife's going to play virtual, visual things with men. And she's not really cheating with the men, but she's virtually, you know, right. in that whatever zone. Uh-huh. And but she's not actually doing it. You're going to be totally offended, because the truth is that, you know, she's cheating on you in her heart. She's, mm-hmm. It's really happening in the mm-hmm. context of that. Well, if your children are you're buying them games to role play murder, I mean, you're just feeding into that carnal nature. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between a self defense type, you know, hunting type game versus just all outright Grand Theft Auto,
right?
Which is a crime.
Which the DC shooter was doing a 16-hour marathon.
Yes,
game.
They would bring him food, yeah. And he ended up walking through the Navy base offices in Washington, D.C., and just walking with a shotgun and shooting the same, I guess you would, in that video game. I've never played the game, but I've seen clips from it. And this young man, allegedly done this. His name is Elliot Rogers. And the reports are that it's an alleged thing at this point, but he's dead. Mm-hmm. And the witnesses saw him do it. And but... I mean, he just had this mindset that he thought he was owed something. And we could say this because he actually shot a video of himself talking. And in there, he's just saying that I deserve this. I deserve this. I deserve that. And I really see a lot of this. I see a lot of this in the nation. And people literally are angry and they fight you because they don't get what they want. And it's like, nobody's owed anything. You know, we all have to work, and we all have to live our life, and the cards fall how they are, and this is your job, that's your lot in life. You know, as Solomon says, this is what you do, and nobody, you know, this idolatrous, I deserve something, mm-hmm. and this is horrific. He went and killed, you know, 7, one of them being himself, and over 13 wounded. He first lured some people reportedly into his apartment, and killed, I think, 3 people, stabbed them to death there. And he had this whole thing planned out. And he wrote about it, and he posted it out. And then he went to a sorority house because he had this mindset that these girls, you know, these women, should have paid him homage. They should have made him, basically said, I want one. Mm-hmm. So obviously he had no value of human beings. They're not a one to want. It's a person. But he was just focused on, you know, what he just.
He deserved it. He said he yeah. deserved it. You should have been with me, and because you yeah. didn't choose me,
yeah.
I'm going to hurt you.
Right.
I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you, is what he said. And you think about it. How many people, they don't go that far, but they say, I'm going to make your life miserable. Hmm. I mean, how many parents are dealing with children who are making their lives miserable because they won't give them what they want? I mean, how many spouses are making their spouse miserable because they won't give them what they want? I mean, it's the same thing. But to this extent, And in that too, you know, he was watching all these girls walk around half dressed. Uh-huh. You know, think about that. When you're dressing and you're putting clothes on, you can say what you want to, but you know, folks that like this that are struggling with demons are watching that and mm-hmm. looking at that. And you know, bright lights attract all kinds of things. And is it worth something like this? And it's just a tragedy. I know that he went past a store, I believe it was a deli, and there was people in there shopping in the deli, and he just started firing shots into the deli. And they have a video of it as well. We'll make that all available to you to understand how tragic this is. But this one young man had been shot, and everybody started running, hiding behind these shells. But this one brave lady who was being ran over by this big man trying to get behind the shelf was squatting down with a cell phone and what looked like in one hand and trying to reach out to the man that was shot and trying to help the man that was shot. I thought, man, what a beautiful woman.
Wow.
How she was just had that you know, hero in her, you know, that mm-hmm. that moment. And then like what Jack Hollis says, you know, heroes are not made, they just happen.
Right.
And that's a hero, somebody that would mm-hmm. do that. Sad to say that he bled to death right there as the shots kept coming. Mm-hmm. And the store clerk or owner was going back and looking over the video. He says, I couldn't even watch the whole video. It was just so bad what took place.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, this is time for us as the church to realize we're going to have to preach the gospel. We're going to have to live in the light as Jesus is in the light. We have to walk in the light as Jesus is in the light. We're going to have to begin to leave this darkness, and we have to begin to preach the light. And the hope for mankind is Jesus Christ. It really is. Mm-hmm. And what this young man that was held captive by all this darkness, what he needed was Jesus. He needed to get saved. He needed to be delivered. He needed to be set free. And he was just overtaken by darkness. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, that's not true. So you think about Legion. I mean, this guy named Legion, when Jesus was ministering and he walked, and this particular man was so violent that he did all these violent things. They had to chain him outside the city. He was in chains outside the city, and he would cut himself and he would do bad things. And in so Jesus, when he saw Jesus, this man with all that darkness on him, who'd done all those evil things, when he saw Jesus, because you have two things going on. You have all the oppression on the man, but then you have the man inside of all that. Mm-hmm. And this man inside of all that saw Jesus and ran and fell at his feet. And in that, Jesus delivered him. It was such a huge deliverance that the city didn't know whether to accept him. And it freaked everybody out because they thought they identified this man as this evil man, and there's no hope for him at all. Mm-hmm. But yet, now he's in his right mind, and that scared them, because you can't believe, how could somebody so evil, so bad, be in their right mind? It's because it's God. The answer is not more programs, not taking away rights, but it's for us, the church, to begin to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and realize that Jesus came to set us free. And you're looking at something that got a hold of this young man and just devoured him. But inside of that if he could have been reached, and his friends, I saw his friends being interviewed, and his friends, because he had some friends around him, he said, I kept on trying to reach out for him, but it was just real difficult because he took it so personally. Mm. He took rejection so personally. And there's nothing they could do. They were like, there's nothing I can do about it. It's almost like people want to blame your friends. Like, hey, you know, nothing you can do about that. But I think about this. I think about when you see this horrific story, this reality where people saying it's surreal. It's real. It happened, and it's happening more and more and more. That he vented his frustrations on playing virtual murder on violent video games, and he started it at a young age. And what he did on video, what he did digitally, what he did virtually, he eventually did physically. The outlawing that needs to take place in this nation, I believe, is not the Second Amendment. The outlawing needs to be murder, virtual murder.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Why in the world would you, right after the Navy massacre that took place, he admittedly played 16 hours a day, Grand Theft Auto, mm-hmm. I guess it was, that within 48 hours, Grand Theft Auto loses the next version of it, And they make how much money?
$1 billion.
They make $1 billion in sale on murder based on this game. And nobody talks about it. Nobody says, that's what you need to outlaw. Outlaw murder. Mm-hmm. Outlaw letting children murder over and over again virtually. And it's like, you're trying to do us in, aren't you? I mean, if you're going to let the bad guys continually to practice murder while you're going to take away, you know, defensive weapons from the good guy. It's like, that's not a good combo deal.
No.
That ain't a good combo deal. I don't care what menu it's on. And so, we, you know, our prayers go out to these family members that lost loved ones. And it challenges us as the church to say, you know, we need to do better in preaching and sharing the love of God. And how many college campuses right now, there's somebody on every campus going through these same emotions that this young man went through. And they're suffering rejection. They need somebody to speak into their life and to say, dude, what are you doing? It's not about you. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you about Jesus, man. Let me tell you about my life. Let me tell you about this guy named Legion. Let me tell you, you can't do this. And becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ will just set you free from all that. And I'm telling you, that's going to be the answer, not just turning the campuses over to darkness, but to be able to bring the light in there. And that's what happened on our college campus. You took the Bible out of the schools, took prayer out of schools. You're taking God off the college campuses. And what's happening? You're looking at darkness coming in to our schools, darkness coming in to our campuses. And we still don't have a clue. The answer is not more intellectual thought. The answer is returning back to the founding principles of our nation. And this one nation under God. I mean, where you're just founded on the principles of the Bible. And maybe, dear Lord, help us bring a third great awakening, we ask, to this nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.